Good evening. Household salvation goes back as far as the day of Noah. When Noah found grace in the Lord Jesus Christ, Noah and his family was actually saved from the flood. Tonight we're going to be praying for our generations, for our children, and for our grandchildren. Now, the word generations is spelled out in the Bible 208 times. So before we go to prayer, what I'd like to do is read you a few scriptures, not all 208, of Psalms with the word generations in it. So bear with me just for a moment. Psalms 24 and 6. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Psalms 71 and 18. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Psalms 78 and 4. We will not hide them from their children. Show to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. Psalms 89 and 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Psalms 105. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Psalms 102 and 12. But you, O Lord, will sit on your throne forever. Your fame will endure to every generation. Psalms 119 and 90. Your faithfulness extends to every generation, as enduring as the earth you created. And this is kind of 145 and 4. It's kind of my favorite. It kind of led me into another scripture. But Psalms 145 and 4 states that each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. Now, when I read that, those three words that says your mighty acts just plowed into me. So it took me to the book of Acts. And then in the book of Acts, you can recall that Paul and Silas was in jail. And they were singing and praying one night, and a mighty earthquake came. And it broke Paul and Silas free from that jail. And the jailers were going to kill themselves. But Paul told them, no, don't do that. So after they didn't kill themselves, the jailers asked Paul and Silas, what can I do to be saved? And God speaking to the jailer through Paul and Silas, this is what he said. And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And he went on to say, and thy house. And thy house. So we have no other reasons to pray for generations other than what the Lord has told us in his holy word. I'd like to share just one personal experience with you, and then we'll go into prayer. When I was in Vietnam, my mother, almost every night, went to her bedroom window and prayed for me in tears almost every night that I would come home safe, and I did. And when I got home, I thanked her for that. I really did. And it just bored on my heart that she was the woman enough to pray to keep me safe during that combat zone. Thank you. Let us pray, please. Dear Father, we come to you on behalf of those in the body of Christ who have been praying for salvation of family members. We take authority over the demonic strongholds that have caused friction and division in generations and families right now. And we bind the enemy and rebuke him from those families in the name of Jesus Christ. And for those wayward children, we ask that you draw them by your spirit to come to know you. And that the yoke of rebellion would be broken from over their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And that you would raise them up as a new breed of Joshua generation in the end time. And that they would be disciplined, trained, and equipped to win in a dying world. We speak new life, restoration, salvation over every family member represented here tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and for answering our petitions. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.